דבר יש לנו חסד בייס וכן אוכל ומשמו שתוירם בסוכים כתרם בן אליסו also the stuff you met with Shmoy different foods, drinks that hung up, decorations because of the sukkah are also mukzah, afilu nochlu. Ramos says the yontiv is Shabbos also tazim to mukzah. On Shabbos and yontiv, you're not allowed to move them around because of the mukzah. Cholamoy, you're allowed to move them around, but you're not allowed to use them for your personal uses because of the mukzah to be decorations. In hitna leiv shash atol, b'ma hitiv don't know kol minishmoshes shoshmoy yomim. Harei zim stavik behem v'chaleishi yirtzem. Shele hiksoisem. He made a condition that he wants to be able to use it at every point of time from the beginning of Shemesh, the beginning of Sukkot onwards, then it's not Muksa. But this is by decoration, which are not necessary parts of the Sukkot, and therefore he could say, I never want to really be bottled to the Sukkot. But Dafka Shemat Nevezeh, Dafka his time was in such a fashion that he said, from the beginning I don't want it to be unequivocally connected to the Sukkot. But if he says, I want to tonight, to be able to use them once they fall off, they say no klum. Because the inclusion was ready chal immediately. His condition was I could eat it whenever I want. That's also good because basically saying even the first Vanish Moshe's I can eat it. Ramos says, it's so nice at night, quite Vanish Moshe's a region. He has to make the tonight before the first Vanish Moshe's because, like we said, if the first Vanish Moshe's it was Muksa, the Muksa sets in. There's a little question over here because before we said that the muktzah doesn't start till he uses it. So if he wasn't using Ben Shmoshes, who shouldn't be proud? That needs further discussion. The Ramah continues, some say that today we shouldn't make these knoim conditions, just everything is muktzah. The minig is not to make a tanai and the decorations we hang on the srach. The tapestries that we put on the walls, the minig is to take them off when it rains. The reason why we permit it, even if you didn't make it tonight, is because there are those that say that there's no iser, even the tefunas themselves don't have muksa. The Ashita said only the tzrach is muksa. The megala kosher came benoyim, surely the decorations. Once you make a tnai, if he wants to take off these tapestries when it rains. If you hung up a hadas on esrog for decorations, you're allowed to smell it. For the hooks and the riach, actually, the haksora is, and shavs and yontav, not to move it. But to smell it is permitted, doesn't it tilt? Others say if the hadas is Yemuksa, because since it's primarily made for smelling, when we're maxing it, we're maxing it in respect to the smell.